In this video, we're going to show you how to collect data for a CPU investigation with the PerfView tool. The first step is to get the tool itself, and for that, because I'm in the Microsoft corporate network, there is a file share, CLR main tools, and on that file share is the PerfView executable, and so I can launch it from there directly. You can also copy this file or fetch it from the web, or and then you can zip it up and put it in email or put it on a USB drive and then take it to whatever computer you need to take it to, and then simply run the executable from your USB drive or from unzipping from your email. So it's very easy to get the program that you need in order to collect the data. When PerfView comes up, it shows you this welcome screen. And perhaps the most noticeable thing is that it's got a lot of hyperlinks in it, these blue pieces of text. And when you click on these, they lead you to different parts of the user's guide. And in fact, most of what I'm going to talk about in this video is actually in this particular one on the tutorial. I also want to call your attention to the hyperlinks at the top. These are the hyperlinks that we believe are the most important. So there's one on this view itself, on the tutorial, on how to troubleshoot various things, the FAQ, tips, and in fact the videos that that you're watching right now are all available from those hyperlinks at the top. Okay, so let's collect some profile data. We're going to use what's called the run command. There are other ways of collecting profile data, but this is the one that you would use if you know the executable that you want to profile. And all you have to do is go to collect run, and when you do that, it tries to elevate, and you can't see that on the video, but I click through the UAC prompt that allowed it to be administrator, and in fact you can see it now realizes that it's administrator. And then it brings up this dialog box. The run command is meant for the case that you do know the executable or something that will spawn the executable. It doesn't have to direct, unlike the debugger, you have to attach to a particular process. This is all about simply bracketing the time that data collection happens. ETW data, the data that we're collecting right now, is always collected system-wide. And so you don't have to think about the particular process. All you have to do is bracket a certain time. And one of the nice ways of bracketing time is simply start the logging, run a command, and then stop the logging. And so that's what we're going to do here. The executable that we're going to use for this tutorial is, in fact, called tutorial .exe, and PerfView actually installs this executable for you on your path, so that you can run through it yourself. So you too can try this. I don't have a special setup on my machine. You can do it too. But this executable can be anything. It can be a batch file. It can be anything that makes sense that will spawn your scenario. And once you have it, you can hit run command or hit enter. And it starts collecting data. And you can tell that because the PerfView's doing something, because this working blinks at the bottom, this little dialog at the bottom. And what's more is that there's this log, and this log will tell you all sorts of very detailed information about exactly what it's doing. And in fact, in that log, you'll see that, this is the actual output of the command, and then it shows you a whole bunch of information about what precisely was doing to turn logging on and off. But we don't need to see that information most of the time, so I'm going to dismiss it. You can see now that the blinking has stopped, which means that it's done collecting data, and it's now in the process of opening that data. You'll see over here in this view over here on the left pane, there's a new file that wasn't there before, and it's this perfviewdata.etl file, and that is the data file that was created when we did that run command. But what's happened is, after it's created this file, PerfView has automatically decided that you probably want to do a CPU investigation, and because of that, it's popping up the very first step of that, which is to select the process. As I mentioned before, when you collect the data, you're always collecting system-wide, which means that every process on the system is collected. And you can see them, in fact, right here. And these are sorted by the amount of CPU time that they used in milliseconds. So you can see the tutorial used 5,000 milliseconds of CPU time. And basically all you need to do is select the process that you're interested in. So we're interested in the tutorial process, at which point it launches this view, which is called the stack viewer. And this view I will talk about more in the next video.